Going to begin the hour, though, by talking football. Tar Heel football getting their season underway this Friday at Virginia Tech. Much anticipated season. Heels in the top 10 in the preseason poll. And we're going to kick this hour off with our first installment this year of Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Every Monday during the season, we'll be chatting with head coach Mac Brown. And he joins us now on the phone. Coach, thanks for being with us this morning. How you feeling heading into the game?
Well, I feel great, Aaron. We're always, first games are kind of crazy. More people lose them than win them. You watch the games that were played this weekend, and there were so many mistakes that you're sitting there with a pad and pencil and writing down all the things everybody's screwing up, hoping that you avoid those on Friday night. But our defense is pretty much intact from last year. Our kicking game should be improved, and we lost a lot of great players on offense. So I think our real question mark this year going into the season is how will our offense play.
Do you approach a season differently? Do you feel differently heading into this season versus other seasons based on just expectations? I know old Tar Heel fans are really excited about this year in particular with a college football playoff lurking and the Orange Bowl trip last year. Does it affect the way that you look at a season?
It really doesn't. It affects the way we talk to the team. Last year, we were fifth in the country going to Florida State and laid an egg the first half and really stunk and got in a hole 31-7 and worked our way back out, but not enough to win. Then we didn't play as well at night at Virginia on the road. So we talk more about things that we should have done better last year. We talk to them about preseason expectations or just what they are, their expectations. You haven't proven anything yet. You'll have the first impression on Friday night that everybody in the country will really decide whether you've got a chance to be good or not. And after we lost at Florida State, I think we dropped from 5th to 25th. So those ratings go away really, really quickly, Aaron, unless you play well. So we don't approach it differently. We do have more depth, so camp's been a little more physical, and we've probably been able to work them a little harder because there's more of them. But as far as opening ball games, this one we approach like every other one.
And it's going to be a tough one in Virginia Tech, in Blacksburg, always a tough atmosphere to play on the road, and a good opponent in the Hokies every single year. How do you keep the intensity up without getting over-intense?
Well, the biggest thing is you don't want to play the game today.
Yeah.
Guys are excited. They've had 20-something practices, and they're on the really weird side of a little tired and excited. So you got to get them fresh between now and Friday night. You've got to get their minds right because they've still got girlfriends and they still lose a phone and they still flunk a test and all the things that can come up in your life outside of a football with COVID now as well. So you've just got to get them back to focus on the game. Understanding Virginia Tech's really, really good. It is a hard place to play, but it's more about how we play because we can't control how they play.
Speaking with Mac Brown, Mondays with Mac here on 97.9 The Hill. So the game's on Friday. It's a little bit different week for you. What's the itinerary this time?
It just changes like you would think. Today is Monday, but it'll be like a normal Tuesday practice for us. So we just work the days differently. Sunday was Monday. So we practiced last night. We'll have some stuff we're going to walk out and do here in the morning. And then Tuesday becomes Wednesday, and you just move everything up a day.
And obviously, I've been watching Sam Howell as he gets ready for his junior year. People talking about him as a Heisman contender. So folks are going to be watching him closely. Who's behind him? Who steps in if he needs to take a breather on Friday?
We've got two guys that are competing and doing very well. They really haven't separated yet, but we're lucky that Jacoby Criswell and Drake May are both really talented, and one of them will take over next year, obviously. But right now, they're both playing well, but neither one of them separated.
Speaking with Mac Brown, and as we look ahead to the game, obviously it's a road game, so not actually in Chapel Hill, but what's your message to fans? What should they do to show excitement and support for the team heading into the Friday game?
Our fans have been wonderful. They bought all the tickets here for the home games. They bought all of our tickets at Virginia Tech. They're so excited that I know that our players just don't want to disappoint them. So I challenged the fans a couple of years ago to be the best fans in the country, and ours have done that.
And who should they be watching? I know we've got some key players like Sam Howell and quite a few others that are getting a lot of buzz. Who are some emerging players that folks maybe not have heard too much of but should be watching for this year?
Well, Aaron, probably the running backs more than anything else. You've got Ty Chandler, who's the grad transfer from Tennessee. And then you've got Caleb Hood, who's a freshman that actually played quarterback last year that's had some good moments in spring and fall. And DJ Jones, who's healthy now, and his lower body injury seems to be gone, and he's really quick. So I think the biggest question mark going into the games are the running backs, and they'll be fun to watch.
Speaking with Mac Brown and Coach, I know everyone in Chapel Hill is going to be behind you and the Tar Heels as y'all head up to Blacksburg on Friday. As we wrap up this conversation, final message to the fans for the first week of the season?
Aaron, I think let's all pull together. Let's pull for these young guys that work really, really hard. Our program's ahead of where any of us thought it would be 2 years ago. I'm not sure we're ready to be the 10th team in the country, and we'll see Friday night. But hang in there, fans, and pull hard for us, and then let's just keep improving.
We're all going to be watching the game. We'll all be listening here on 97.9 The Hill. We'll all be pulling for you. Coach Mac Brown, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for having me on. Everybody have a great week.
And join us again next week for Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. You can elude the contact with pre-pickup and delivery from Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Visit chapelhilltire.com for details. And, of course, tune in to 97.9 The Hill for Carolina football games. I've got the Inside Carolina Live pregame show, and you can listen then for the drive, happy drive of the game presented by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care.